Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, if you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. You've been listening already. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to see what I mean when you hear who our next guest is. Gail Goodman is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gail is the CEO of Constant Contact, and we've been friends with Gail for a long time. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for many, many years, and we knew her before her company went public, when it was actually even called another name. That's how long we've known Gail, and she's our good friend. Gail Goodman, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Gail, you're a marketplace veteran. You've been around a while. You've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly in the marketplace. And what we're going through right now, it's so interesting to me to observe the different attitudes in the marketplace. There has been an overarching pall of uncertainty and anxiety that everybody has had. And it's starting to abate a little bit right now, I think, and everybody I talk to seems to think that that's the case. But for the last year or so, we've had this pall of uncertainty and anxiety and fearfulness that everybody has had. But what's been interesting for me to see now has been how that the fear level, the anxiety level, is starting to stratify a little bit, meaning that the level of fear, the level of optimism is changing, is different, depending on which sector of the marketplace you're talking to. What do you think?
Well, I think our survey definitely showed that. We recently completed a small business attitudinal outlook survey in conjunction with the Chambers of Commerce, Small Business Development Centers, and SCORE.
Mm-hmm.
We were really interested in understanding what the small business was thinking. And by small, 75% of the folks surveyed in this survey had less than 10 employees. So we truly are talking small.
Right.
70% of those surveyed expect their business to grow modestly or significantly this year.
In 2009. Growth in 2009. Wow.
Growth in 2009. We were so surprised. And then probably even more surprising, of that 70% that expected to grow, 47% were planning on hiring additional employees this year.
Hmm.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
But a very different story than you read in the major media outlets.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there is one other thing. We have to be honest about this, Gail. Small business owners are pathological optimists.
Well, you have to be if you're going to run your own business.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
only an optimist would take on these kinds of headaches and challenges.
Only an insane, almost an insanely pathologically optimistic person would do this. So what I'm getting at is, someone a really jaundiced eye might look at this. A really a curmudgeon kind of a guy like I'm capable of being sometimes might say, well, let's look at those operating statements. Let's see if that's just they're blowing smoke on you, if they've really got the goods to back that up. But you and I would say, Gail, that it almost doesn't matter, because you and I know what Henry Ford said once: whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Exactly.
And so as long as small business owners can feel optimistic about the rest of the year, I'll be honest with you, I know and you know that that'll do more to make things happen than anything on it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're feeling optimism and you begin to act with optimism, good things happen.
And that's the beauty of small business, and that's one of the reasons why when you've got the millions, I mean, it's the largest. They're larger. There are no more units of measurement other than individuals in America than small business owners. And when you've got that many people potentially being optimistic about things, that's also a whole lot of consumers too, isn't it, Gail?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Small businesses represent 99% of the employer organizations in the U.S. and 50% of the private workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So we also forget that, you know, these folks are employing people, and they're employing a lot of people.
Exactly.
Half of the private workforce.
About 70 million, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot of folks. Hold on to that thought, Gail. We're going to take a quick break. It's good to hear that you guys are optimistic again. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gail Goodman and I will be right back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for joining that location, for going there, and for subscribing to my newsletter, which we're very happy to say that we've been sending it out to you over Gail Goodman's platform, Constant Contact, for a number of years. As I've said before, and I'm happy to say this again, When I got Constant Contact, when you guys became one of my partners, I got my weekends back.
And happy to have helped.
Yeah, it was good. But anyway, they've been doing it for a long time. They do it the best of anybody I know. And of course, folks, don't forget to subscribe to my letter. That when you get there, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, just like clockwork. We haven't missed a publication in almost 11 years. And then, of course, my blog is out there off the website. We update that on a regular basis, a couple of three times a week. And then, of course, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, whatever you got, whatever's on your mind under the small business sun, we've got something that will help you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter. How about that? Have been now for about 8 months. And that's at Jim Blasingame. And by the way, folks, Gail's survey, her research that they've conducted recently, has got some social media components that we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to come back, Gail. As we went to the break, you were pointing out that small business owners were reported that many of them were going to hire again this year, having laid off a lot of folks, which they had to do. Gail, this year, most of them they didn't want to have to do. It's good to see that small business owners want, they know that they're going to have to hire people back. You can't be optimistic if you aren't thinking about hiring new people, can you?
No, absolutely not. You know, our survey showed that small businesses cut back expenses early. They responded very quickly to the economy, and I think that just, we all know that.
Yes.
You're feeling the economy in your business every day. You don't need market research reports,
right,
or government statistics to let you know that it's time to make some changes. 49% of those surveyed reduced operating costs, so they got ready. You know, and now when the business is slowly starting to come back, they're seeing glimmers of hope. They have the confidence to add people because they know you need people to serve customers. And customer word of mouth was the number one way the folks we surveyed found new customers. So if you can't provide a great service experience, you can't get word of mouth.
And that particular component is only going to grow in importance in the new era of the marketplace. I'm calling everything after 2009 a new era, Gail, because I believe it will be significantly different from anything we've experienced in the past. What do you think?
Where do you think the big changes are coming?
Well, I just think that the way we used to do business is going to be a lot different in the future. You know, even after every recession that I've been involved in over the years, Gail, this is my seventh one since 1969, there wasn't that much of a reset of how people did business and how they connected and how they, the values, the attitudes about the marketplace. But I think this one's going to be a lot different. I think the future is going to be a lot different from the past, more so than any other recovery from a recession. What do you think?
Well, I definitely think our customers are all more connected. They're more savvy. They're pickier. They have way more choices than they've ever had in the past.
Everything's a commodity, isn't it?
It does feel that way, but I don't think it's true. I think relationships still matter. And I feel that every day in my interactions, in my community, with the businesses I do business with, and we try to, live that value into our business because in the end, we like to do business with people who care about us and show us that every day.
Well, relationship, you're right. I mean, the relationships are the only things that aren't commodities. The way we treat each other.
That's absolutely right.
Everything else, though, including service, though. I mean, even services, technology, technical support, all those things are products for sure. All those are commodities. But the way you do it, and that's the reason why, Gail, I've been saying for a long time, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to stay nimble. You got to be ready to change because the world is changing around you.
What are some of the other things that your customers told you, your respondents told you?
Well, we definitely, they are very anxious to make sure they stay in touch with their customers. Right? We asked them how they currently find new customers, and word of mouth was by far the number one way they do that. And they are looking at modern tools to help them stay connected to their customers. Email marketing, their website, they're doing things in person and over the phone, but they're trying really hard to stay close to the customer, hold on to the current customer through the economic downturn, spending a little less time worrying about finding that new customer right now.
Mm-hmm. Email marketing came through at 97%. People were using that. That still is, with all the social media going on, email marketing is still a great source. And I say that because I respond to email marketing. Do you think that's a generational thing, Gail? Do you think the 20-somethings are responding to email marketing as much as old fogies like me are?
Well, definitely our statistics show us that the younger generation uses email less than the older generation.
Yeah.
But as they move out of college and into the workforce, work email is still the central communications vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So separating out their consumer behavior from their business behavior, in the business world, they're using email. They still expect email to deliver them things like order confirmations and updates from the companies they do business with.
Yeah. When we come back, I want Gail to talk to us about the social media component of her research. Really good stuff here, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Robert.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Gail Goodman is our guest. She's CEO of Constant Contact. She's the leader of that fine organization that's publicly traded now. That's CTCT, right, Gail?
Yep, that's right.
CTCT on the NASDAQ, right?
Exactly.
All right, so check that out, folks. And it's constantcontact.com, too, right?
Exactly.
That's the best way to find you guys. They got lots of new tools there, folks, and they really keep things, they keep pushing the envelope. And, Gail, I appreciate the good work you do for my organization.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about social media. What did your people tell you, your respondents? We're talking about a survey that her company conducts. They do these. What do you do these? Once a quarter?
We do them at various times. It looks like the attitudinal survey will probably be about twice a year.
Twice a year. Okay, that's what this is. And can we post this on our website?
Absolutely. We'll send you the link.
Thank you. And because we'll put that, we like to put these on our website as well. And so, folks, you can find out more of this on at Constant Contact. Get more of the details, and then later on my site. Gail, talk to us about what your respondent said about social media.
So we asked them, are you using, online tools and social media to drive your business? And we did actually give them a chance to say, I'm using it a lot. I've just started. I am not doing it, but I think I should. So what was interesting was a lot more people interested and thinking they should be using the social media tools than actually using them. When you dig into what tools they are using, Facebook and LinkedIn are definitely at the top of the list. 45%
right.
had either just started using or were using Facebook, 35% LinkedIn. Twitter was right behind with 27%. What was interesting was that 44% have no plans to use Twitter, don't think it's relevant to their
very
business.
Very interesting.
So they're really just starting to figure out where it fits and what they should do.
Well, and see, businesses, this is where I've been trying to help my audience, Gail, with my writing and with the coverage on my show, is I'm trying to help them understand where the ROI is. And the truth is, folks, in the very beginning, there may not be any ROI. But I wrote an article this week where I did an analogy between small business social media and the Tour de France. We can't, folks, you can't let the leaders of social media get so far out in front as a breakaway pack that they cross the finish line way out of your sight. You've got to at least get engaged. And I've just been trying to encourage people, Gail, to just get involved and learn about the environment, learn about this universe, this social media universe, this online communities universe. Learn about it so that as it becomes clearer and clearer, and I think it will in the weeks and months and years ahead, Gail, how small business owners can benefit from this, at least you're not starting from square one. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. At a minimum, you need to be monitoring what your customers are saying about you, your business, in the on the social networks. And I think people are quite surprised. I've done this with a few business owners. You just go to search.twitter.com and put in your company name.
Mm-hmm.
People are likely to be talking about your business. Might be good, which is great because you have advocates that you can leverage. Might be bad, better to know,
mm-hmm.
understand what service issues they're having so you can address them. But at least knowing what the world is saying about you is the starting point, because you don't want to be blind to a whole set of conversations that your customers are having with each other that you're just not in the middle of.
Well, one of the things that I think, you know, imagine 130 years ago, 100 or so years ago, and somebody said, you know, this telephone thing, I just don't think I want to get involved in that. You know? I mean, folks, you may say, well, you know, you can't compare social media to the telephone, but you know what? I think you can. And I think your survey, I think this stack ranking of social media options says an awful lot about that. And because main thing, Gail, is what the people who responded are our customers.
Yeah, exactly.
That means that's where they're hanging out, right?
That they are hanging out there. Maybe not all of them. Some
yeah.
are, some
yeah.
aren't. But the ones that are, they're telling you something. And
mm-hmm.
not listening is a mistake.
Right, absolutely. Give us the website one more time, Gail.
www.constantcontact.com.
Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll check that out and give them a chance. And what's it cost just to be a basic user?
So we actually start with a free trial.
I
so
thought
you can't,
did.
Can't
yeah.
beat that. But then it's $15 a month for a mailing
list.
Come
on, $15. What is that? Come on. Hey, Gail, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Free and $15. How about that, folks? Check it out, ConstantContact.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.